mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Friday edition is going to be ultra massive. Border Patrol told to stand down to make Minutemen look bad. They've always been told to stand down. The Austin police get awards from the president of Mexico for standing down, and they publicly announce it. That's why I went and bullhorned that narco-terrorist and shut him down when he was with our limp-wristed governor. All right, I'm getting angry, folks. Out of the gates, like a raging bull. They're killing this country. I mean, it's by design. Have you figured that out yet? We're going to be talking to Congressman J.D. Hayworth, Republican Arizona, who's going to be on the road via cell phone. He's visiting a sick family member. We appreciate him coming on. He's outraged by this. So is Tom Tancredo. We're working on getting that congressman from Colorado on. Coming up, Army recruiters terrorizing and harassing kids, threatening to arrest them. It's a larger pattern that's now being discovered by major publications. Of course it is. It's policy. Criminality is policy of this criminal government. That's called tyranny. The norm in history is criminal government with a bunch of well-meaning idiots who enforce it for them. But we just take your rights now, keep you safe. Men in black masks say so. And we've got Aaron Zellman of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership coming on to talk about the national ID card. And folks, I'll tell you all they're going to do. The illegal aliens can get these national ID cards with less identification than citizens can. They've caught DMVs in every state I've looked at. I mean, I've probably seen 30 or 40 states over the years. There's a new article every month or so where DMVs, state motor vehicles, whatever the state calls them, is caught selling hundreds, thousands, dozens of fake IDs. Well, they're not fake. They're real IDs. And that's going to go on. That's going to continue. It's going to make identity theft worse, all this technology has. And their answer then will be, of course, that you have to face scan each time you buy and sell to access it, and that's not going to work, so we better have a chip. And this is the official government plan. It's unbelievable. And, of course, it won't matter because they're getting ready to pass the amnesty bill here pretty soon. Doesn't matter if most people are against it. And then they'll all just be legal, so then we'll all have our national ID cards. It's getting more and more amazing by the day. Things are speeding up exponentially at light speed. I had a major police chief on, of Bergen County, New Jersey. I mean, what is there, a couple million people in that county? I had this guy on yesterday, and he goes, yeah, I've taken the microchip. And I go, well, will they tell everybody to take the microchip? Will you be for that? Oh, yes. Will you enforce that? Yes. But that's Big Brother. No, it's not. The government making you take a chip isn't bad. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. It's Body Snatcher weird. I'm waiting to wake up in an Outer Limits episode any minute. It's like a Lovecraft novel or something. Color out of space, color out of time. It's just blowing me away, my friends. And plus, there's just so much other news. The Border Patrol has been under heavy machine gun fire. And it'll be a minor little news item. Just a minor little item in a local TV station. You'll never really hear about it in the national news, you know, because it's a monthly occurrence now. People being machine gunned, killed, shot at, raped, burned out, arsoned. I mean, you want the Wild Wild West. I mean, it's like something out of Escape from New York down the border. You know, the Duke is A-1. I mean, it's lawless, anarchy, insanity, and the police won't help you. The cops that aren't dealing drugs and aren't under the pay of the narco-terrorist are literally hunkering down, having their pay cut, being treated like filth, being told to pick up garbage on the side of the road instead of stopping illegals. It's hellish. Mexican flags are flying in five South Texas towns. No English allowed in court proceedings. Just total, complete bedlam. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Believe me, my friends, you do not want to miss this Friday edition. We're on target to dwarf that amazing broadcast we had yesterday with Congressman Ron Paul and the police chief who's taken the microchip and says that if the government orders us all to have it, he will enforce it, and he thinks it's a good idea that we all have the microchip. And this is a police chief over a county. They have a police chief up there, and police chiefs are in the counties up in New Jersey. It's got 2 million people in it. And he says he's taking the chip and we should all have it, and the government says to do it, he'll enforce it. I mean, it's Twilight Zone, folks, but if you think that's out of control, I'm sure you've heard the news. No, not the news of enemy forces trying to kill more Border Patrol and the Border Patrol being told to stand down. They've been ordered not to fire back, not to defend themselves. I mean, this is how criminal our government is, making sure that the country continues to hemorrhage to death at the southern border. Now, I'm not talking about KRCVTV or KRGVTV. Border Patrol takes fire from across the border with automatic weapons. The monthly occurrence. Every 6 months, somebody gets killed, a federal agent. And of course, every week or two, it's a citizen of America. And every day, they find dead Mexicans fed on by the coyotes, that is, the smugglers. No, not that article today that you'll never hear about in the national news. No. Well, you try a citizen shooting at Border Patrol, that'll be international terror alert news. We need to ban guns. But when the Mexican troops do it, oh, they're so good. We love them. Folks, I'm not kidding. There are five South Texas towns that fly the Mexican flag. It was a 10-part series back in 1999, the San Antonio Express News, explaining how, well, it's no big deal and you're not allowed to speak English in court, only Spanish, which everywhere else it has to be 10 different languages. And now it's five towns. That was 2 years ago. I'm told it's grown more now. Very interesting. But Border Patrol told to stand down in Arizona. This out of the Washington Times. We have Congressman J.D. Hayworth, Republican from Arizona, who's outraged over this, and he's on the Immigration Caucus, joining us in the middle of the next hour. U.S. Border Patrol agents have been ordered not to arrest illegal aliens along the section of the Arizona border where protesters patrolled last month because an increase in apprehensions there would prove the effectiveness of Minutemen volunteers. 3,000 a day come across there, feds on numbers. The Washington Times has learned more than a dozen agents, all of whom asked not to be identified, for fear of retribution, said orders relayed by Border Patrol supervisors at the NACO, Arizona station made it clear that arrests were not to go up along the 23-mile section of the border that the volunteers monitored to protest illegal immigrants. It was clear to everyone here that what was being said and why, said one veteran agent, the apprehensions were not to increase after the Minutemen volunteers left. Again, showing the flood, showing that they'd held people back. And there was the Mexican military there, tens of thousands of Mexicans stacking up. They were bringing in tent cities, food and water, and video was shot of all of that. And then as soon as they left, just masses poured across, and they were told, just don't apprehend. It was clear to everyone here what was being said and why, said one veteran agent. The apprehensions were not to increase after the Minutemen volunteers left. It was as simple as that. Another agent said a narco supervisors were clear in their intention to keep new arrests to an absolute minimum to offset the effect of the Minutemen's vigil, adding that patrols along the border had been severely limited. Border Patrol Chief David V. Aguilara, another MECHA member, just like our Attorney General and everybody else, at the agency's Washington headquarters, called the accusations outright wrong. Okay. Saying the supervisors at the narco station had to block agents from making arrests and that the station's 350 agents were being supported in carrying out their duties. And it goes on to say, Border Patrol agents are the front line in the defense against terrorism, Chief Aguilar said, adding that 11,000 agents nationwide are meeting that challenge head-on, said the daunting task as it may sound. The chief, a former head of the agency's Tucson sector, which includes the same station that gave the order, said that with the world watching the Arizona border because of the Minutemen Project, agents in that section demonstrated flexibility and resilience in carrying out their critical homeland security duties and responsibilities. You know, before I forget this, instant message my wife, please, as my producer. Instant message her, Scott, and tell her to get me the Border Patrol Union leader. I want him on next week. We had him on about a year ago, and he said, yes, we've been told as part of world government that America is to be shut down and there will be no border soon. We're just going to be basically traffic cops on the open border. Well, that's the Pan-American Union, the free trade area of Americas. It's open. It's happening. And they have been ordered, this has been in the news for 3 years, not to return fire. Even in the case where a Border Patrol agent was shot dead, they were when people got there to help him as he bled to death, they were still being shot at. They were ordered to not return fire. I mean, this is unbelievable. Oh, but cops, if you want to shoot a couple hundred bullets at a SUV that drives away from you into a neighborhood houses because there's an unarmed person, go ahead. Or if you want to machine gun 12 houses till they explode into flame just because there's one guy in a house, go ahead. Or if you want to start tasering pregnant women because they won't sign a ticket or because somebody won't give a urine sample in a hospital while they're chained down, or if you want to have the troops breathe depleted uranium, that's okay. Or if you want to just do not fire on the gods that are across the border. Do not shoot back, even though the Mexican troops have got $100,000 bounties on federal officers' heads. I mean, Mexican newspaper writers personally put out $25,000 bounties on Border Patrol heads. That's been in the news. They just openly say, we're going to kill you. Ha ha. And our government goes, good, good, yes. Yes, we're going to give you total amnesty. Yes, we're going to have loopholes where you don't have to have the national ID card. And our foolish citizens will believe us when we say the national ID card's for you. And they'll push us to pass it. I mean, are you starting to get, folks, I'm not joking about any of this. Do you understand what's happening? Unbelievable. But Representative Tom Tancredo, Colorado Republican yesterday, said credible sources within the Border Patrol also had told him, 12 agents personally told the Washington Times, folks, but Representative Tom Tancredo, Republican from Colorado yesterday, said credible sources within the Border Patrol had also told him of the decision by the supervisors to keep new arrests to a minimum, saying he was angry but not surprised. It's like telling a cop to stand by and watch burglars loot a store, but don't arrest any of them, he said. This is another example of decisions being made at the highest levels of the Border Patrol that are hurting morale and helping to rot the agency from within. Well, yeah, you cut their pay and then say, but go be an air marshal. You can be an air marshal in 2 months of training, and you get $24,000 more the day you start than you were getting. And by the way, Border Patrol, you're allowed to look left or right, north or south. They tell them. But if you see people, this has been in the mainstream news, passing on one side of you, you can't even call other Border Patrol. They're not to look one direction, and then they tell the people where to come through. I mean, this is documented. And it just shows the criminality. I worry about our efforts in Congress to increase the number of arrests, he said. Based on these kinds of orders, we could spend the equivalent of the national debt and never have secure borders. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, again, I don't have words to describe how serious this is. This is deliberate, by design. We've had the Border Patrol president of the union on. We've had Tom Tancredo on many times. We've got J.D. Hayworth from Arizona coming on, the congressman, today. I have interviewed Border Patrol agents, retired and current. This is happening. And they tell them, your new job is going out into the scrub brush and picking up trash. If you see illegal aliens, you are not to stop them. You're to do this 3 hours a day during your 10-hour shift. 3 hours a day, you were to ignore everything and pick up trash. We need the National Guard on the borders. The governors need to call out the state guards. And this is something that you can have conscription for, by the way. That's in the Constitution. That's in the Bill of Rights. That's in the Declaration of Independence. The state governors can order the men out. And if the governor, Rick Perry, who got an award from Vicente Fox for leaving the border open, seriously, that was in the, he came here and said, here's an award to you, here's an award to the Austin police, here's an award to Wells Fargo for helping open the borders. Literally. And, again, it made the Associated Press. I went out and bullhorned them and exposed them and talked about that. But if the governor could say, of course, he wouldn't have to conscript if he put the call out and send people to the border. And the Mexican troops open fire, send in A-10 Warthogs and kill them all. Kill them. It's on you. Kill them. I cannot believe this. And by the way, they've raised the standards for Border Patrol where it's like being a member of the Green Berets or something. That's been in the news, and I've talked to the Border Patrol Union. You ought to hear the stuff I've talked to them about off air. They won't say on air. I mean, it's basically like special forces training. But you want to be an air marshal? No problem. You want to go do something else? It's designed. We have less Border Patrol now than we had before 9/11. And when the head of the Border Patrol said 11,000 agents, that's not true. There are 7,000 actual boots-on-the-ground agents, and there are 3,000 administrative. That's 10,000! 10,000, scumbag! Not 11,000! You guys are such liars, it's unbelievable! Ugh. A foreign government is attacking, is shooting, is killing, is murdering, and that government's run by the criminals in D.C. Do not apprehend the illegals, but pull my family over and demand to search my car, because it's for Homeland Security. Things have changed after 9/11. Everybody's seeing what you are, New World Order.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to be clear about this. If the federal government has any duty and any right and any job, it is to protect our borders. But notice they want to take all of our freedoms and allow these foreign terrorists to kill federal agents, Border Patrol, Forest Service, FBI, citizens. The next time Mexican troops open fire, it is the duty of the Border Patrol and the military to go after them, to repulse the attack, to kill those that are firing on them. When somebody busts in your house with a gun to rape and kill you and your family, it is your duty to kill them. That is not even a radical statement. This is insane. They've been ordered Folks, I've got all the Arizona newspapers, the Texas papers. They've been ordered. I've had the Border Patrol union chief on. They have been ordered to not fire back. Now, listeners literally every other day send us incredible music videos and songs and compilations they put together. Since we got three or four guests coming up today, I don't know if I'll ever have time to air this, so I'm going to air it now. We're only going to air about 3 minutes of it. It's like 5 minutes long. This is one of the more interesting ones. So here it is. It's called Dark Side, and this is what we're fighting, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
The dark side.
There is a chance to use this disaster to carry out the phrase his father used, I think, only once. And that is a new world order.
Out of these troubled times, our symptoms.
Dark side.
A new world order.
We're nothing but a bunch of cold-blooded killers.
A new world order.
We're nothing but a bunch of cold-blooded killers.
A new world order. A new world order.
New World Order is run by absolutely ruthless individuals, obsessed with total control, sworn to the creation of worldwide terror, called the New World Order.
That is a powerful piece. We got to get that put to some video. There's a bunch of music videos that have been put together. One that's been merged with Back in Black shows the Nazis in black uniforms and cuts to our riot police. Extremely powerful. So I wanted to get that out there, and I want to commend all those. I mean, it just spontaneously started happening about 6 months ago. Every couple days, we're being sent better and better material. All right, get ready to plunge into the information as we resist the NWO.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Got Aaron Zellman, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, joining us. Talk about his analysis of this new national ID card. They're basically preparing for war over there to defend this country. It's just for those that research things, I mean, the New World Order is attacking right now. They're under heavy bombardment. The country is on the verge of going under. I hope you realize that. I mean, if this was an aircraft carrier, they've just blown off the entire conning tower and blown giant holes in the deck, and bulkheads are leaking and fire shooting out all over the place. We've got a chance to save the ship, but we've got to recognize it's on fire. I love this country because my family lives here, my heritage is here, and I know there's nowhere else to go that's free. I know we've been captured by criminals and we're being used as an engine of war to take over the rest of the planet. By Europe, that is using us as their shill, their disposable hero, that they'll later flush down the toilet. They're masters of that, wheels within wheels. And of course, we've got scheduled as well Congressman J.D. Hayworth, Republican Arizona, on the Immigration Caucus that's shared by Congressman Tom Tancredo about Border Patrol told to stand down. Over a dozen agents have told them this. We already knew this. They've always been told to stand down, but here it is. Stand down because tens of thousands of illegals stacked up on that 123-mile stretch of border that the Minutemen patrolled for a month of April. They were told, look, they're going to pour across and you don't stop them. Get out there and you pick up trash, you keep your eyes down, you see them, you leave them alone. You understand that order. And that's word for word what we've been told. This is just standard operating procedure, but now we're learning about it. Now it's becoming more and more public. I mean, this shows how traitorous they are. It shows how ridiculous the war on terror is, and it shows how good these Border Patrol agents are. They got some of the toughest jobs that law enforcement has in this country. One of the most dangerous jobs. Some of the lowest pay of federal officers. And that's by design. And the Border Patrol, again, was very supportive, quietly, of the Minutemen. It just blows my mind. You know, we were scheduled right now to have what Dale Lazon on. He's the Houston Chronicle writer on the story of Christopher Monarch, who received a voicemail from a recruiting officer who said a warrant would be issued for his arrest if he didn't show up at the recruiting office at a certain time. We're on the line right there in their newsroom, and he's stuck on some deadline. And I'll tell you, these reporters are worse than congressmen. Congressmen are easier to get on than reporters. You know what? Tell my producer, I want to get on the youth that this happened to, the young man. And I want to get, because I do want to cover this story, but it's kind of good in a way, because I want to get into this Border Patrol situation. I had this other guest set up yesterday. But I do, for those that missed it, want to play the audio clip from local CBS News down in Houston, this piece concerning just more criminality by the government. And now we're learning it's, again, wider. This is a standard operating procedure to tell people you'll be arrested. You know that clip? All right, prepare it. We'll play it, and then I'll read this article, then we'll go to calls and get back into all this other news. There is just so much here that that needs to be covered. In fact, here's the article, Harassment of Kids by Army Recruiters. And we already have that clip in the computer, by the way. Okay, good. We'll play it in a second. Harassment of Kids by Army Recruiters. Already failing to fill its monthly recruiting quotas in the face of an Iraq war, and people don't want to go to a nuclear wasteland, the Army will suspend enlistment efforts for one day later this month to address the rash of incidents in which recruiters harassed prospective soldiers, an official said Tuesday. See, it's widening. On Friday, May 20th, the Army will observe a values stand-down to tell them to keep up the good work. Bonuses will be paid. During which recruiters will be told the right and wrong way to pursue people considering enlisting, to an Army official who asked not to be identified. There's a bunch of federal and state laws where if a cop or a detective or an FBI agent threatens you and tells you, makes up laws, there are just a bunch of different laws on that. They're felonies. And this guy needs to go to jail, but he won't. Don't worry. He won't. Don't worry. He can torture somebody to death and get 6 months commuted sentence. It's a reaction to the combination of events in various cities across the country. No one event made us do this, the official said, but an incident in Houston in which a recruiter threatened to call police to arrest a man resisting recruiting efforts was among the incidents that triggered the suspension, the official said. Let's go ahead and roll that audio, and this is, again, the tip of the proverbial ice cube. Here it is.
We all took the oath.
Going Army and making history appealed to 20-year-old Chris Monarch, and he called this Houston recruiting office.
I recognize the name. His name was Kelp.
Sergeant Thomas Kelp was the recruiter. But a new baby changed Monarch's plan to enlist, and he canceled his meeting with the recruiter.
I said, I'm a volunteer firefighter. Eventually going to try to go career with it, and I'm just not interested anymore, and I hung up the phone.
But the recruiter wouldn't take no for an answer, with a phone message threatening Monarch with arrest if he didn't show.
By federal law, you got an appointment with me at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Greens Point Mall, okay? Fail to appear, and we'll have a warrant, okay? So give me a call back.
In fear, Monarch called the recruiter back.
He said, Chris, don't worry about that, man. That's just a marketing technique that I use.
Reporter Mark Greenblatt of KHOU-TV questioned recruiter Sergeant Thomas Kelt.
I'd just like to know why you have called up young men threatening to arrest them if they don't come and talk to you.
No comment.
You told the young man that this is a standard marketing technique that you use. Is that true?
No comment.
The case is under an Army investigation.
It's really an insult to other recruiters who are handling themselves and conducting themselves the proper way.
In Colorado, 19-year-old Michael Flaherty's recruiter gave him a laxative to lose weight to pass a physical.
He even told me not to tell my parents about it.
This form certifies Flaherty physically fit, complete with scores.
I never completed none of those tests. And my recruiter faked the document.
From fake diplomas from phony schools, detox kits to beat drug tests, Denver CBS station KCNC uncovered a number of recruiter fraud cases.
It's very stressful.
Former recruiter Jeffrey Bacon says he's been busted from sergeant to specialist for not meeting his quota of 24 soldiers a year.
Losing my job, you know, I'm in financial debt.
This year alone, the Army needs over 100,000 new soldiers worldwide, but with the war raging on in Iraq and volunteers harder and harder to find, recruiters face their toughest sell ever. Bob?
Bob, I have heard of stand-downs after, say, a helicopter crash or something like that. I've never heard of the military ordering a stand-down, just a halt in the operations after over recruiting. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
No, a stand-down usually happens when there are accidents, crashes that need to be investigated, not when the roof falls in on the recruiting center. In this case, if it's not unprecedented, it is very, very, very unusual.
Oh, boy, they're very concerned. A one-day period, sometime in the future, and believe me, they won't have that day. This is what they're told to do, and I've talked to young people who are in these high schools. Folks, under federal law passed last year, they harass the daylights out of them. They get all their documents, all their test scores. They hang over you at the lunch area, in the lunchroom, in the playgrounds, you know, outside. They harass the daylights out of you. They lie. It is, and folks, I thought major military operations were over a year and a half ago, more than a year and a half ago. 3 months into the wonderful invasion, Bush said everything's honky-dory. I don't know. We got about, what, 10 troops dying a day? A couple hundred Iraqis dying a day? Because it was about weapons of mass destruction. Oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. They never said that. Now it's about giving them democracy, so they have staged elections. I mean, no, we have the documents from the 80s now, not just the 90s and 2000, from the globalists, and they say we want to break Iraq up and make it into a religious and ethnic war zone. That balkanized. They want it to be a soupy mess. This is mission accomplished. Hey, triple the heroin, double the cocaine in our streets from the last 10 years and many, many millions more people in prison. That the drug war has done a great job. The drug-dealing families own the private prisons. When your kids use the drugs, they put them in the prisons. They also make the money off the drugs and off the prisons. Education, the test scores keep dropping, more and more funds. That's because mission accomplished. I mean, this is all by design. You got a war on terror, you're going to see more terror, boys and girls. A lot more. Problem, reaction, solution. And why you would put your children in public schools where they have anti-terror drills, where cops point guns at them and scream at them in drills, where they frisk them, where they have ID cards around their necks, where they thumb scan to get lunches, where they have you write, quote, a journal in the seventh grade. Almost every school in the country under federal grants about your parents and your life, and it's done on a computer, Al Gore's Internet Initiative, and then, quote, checked in a federal database for plagiarism. But it's come out, it isn't for plagiarism when they keyword check your stuff. It's going into a federal database what your children write and do. Folks, this is worse than 1984. The only thing holding them back is the fact that we've got guns. It's the Second Amendment. If we didn't have guns, the globalists would be moving. It would make the Red Terror and the Soviet Union look like a cakewalk. It would make Hitler's activities pale. Meanwhile, Bush is appointing gun grabbers to every major position, people who want more gun control. Republican governors from California to New York are viciously banning and attacking and getting laws passed so people can sue gun manufacturers and shut them down. Gun manufacturers are shutting down right now.
But George Bush is a conservative.
I'm going to throw up. And now the new spin by the neocons is, fight the New World Order, support George Bush. George Bush is fighting the New World Order. The New World Order is taking over, but George Bush is fighting it. George Bush, we got to support George Bush. He's fighting the New World Order. First it didn't exist, now it exists, and George Bush is fighting the New World Order. Okay, I'm ranting, ladies and gentlemen. What set me off last night? About 10 o'clock, got back on the computer and saw the Washington Times report. Then I saw this one this morning, Border Patrol takes fire from across the border. South Texas, Border Patrol officers take refuge across the Rio Grande at the Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge. It says Border Patrol agents came under automatic weapons fire from across the Rio Grande after finding a truck being loaded with drugs at the Santa Ana Wildlife Refuge south of Alamo. Town of Alamo. The agents were injured in the exchange. No agents were injured in the exchange. All Border Patrol agents in the area, as well as local law enforcement agencies, responded to the scene. It is unknown if agents were able to wound their attackers across the border. It came at about 7 p.m. The attack came as three Border Patrol units were patrolling when they noticed a truck being loaded with narcotics. When they moved in, that's when they started taking fire. And then in every other case, it's been drug dealers. What really set me off is Border Patrol told to stand down in Arizona. Told to stand down. You don't stop those illegals. Who's up first here? I never got my calls. That's interesting. Who's up first here? Lisa in PA. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. I totally agree with you with what's happening at the border. It's completely unbelievable. And yes, America is on fire. We are turning into 1984.
That's interesting. So I'm going to let you go. Listen, get out of my road, okay? This is my radio program. If I go out and tell people what to do with their websites, that's censorship. But when people just constantly want to have one of these little radio things where then I talk about them just for publicity, I'm not going to do it. Get out of my road. Okay, we got Border Patrol standing down, we got the government carrying out terror attacks, we got the troops breathing depleted uranium, and 23 million Iraqis breathing it, we got cancer viruses in the vaccines, and my radio broadcast is my broadcast, okay? And maybe 10 times over the years, with other cases, if I have a guest on or someone on who I think has said something that is slanderous, we will cut that out of the rebroadcast. In other cases, if somebody just thinks this is their radio program and it's not and wants to push me around, I say no. Okay? Simple. Get out of my road. All right? Thank you. Get out of my road. This is my road. My radio program. Open to anybody that wants to talk about serious issues, but not people that want to just squabble. Okay. Thank you very much. Now let's get focused back on the serious issues. Who's up next? Ron in New York. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I'm as outraged as you are. I mean, to the point of complete rage, hearing the story that was in the Washington Post about Border Patrol, rank and file Border Patrol, being told to stand down by Border Patrol supervision. Well, the Minutemen were policing that part of the border a few weeks ago. So as to make it appear that the Minutemen's efforts were not effective, this is, in my opinion, this is treason. This is sedition against the nation. This is something that has to be taken up. It has to be examined. It has to be taken up.
But listen. I mean, Ron, you've been listening for a long time. Were you listening when we had the Border Patrol union president on? He talked about this. They've been on stand down forever.
Yes, and it's demoralizing the agency as far as the rank and file. I guess they figure that their work is for naught. But we're talking about sedition against the interests of the people of the United States.
If the federal government's to do three things, coin and issue the money, defend the nation's borders, and just one or two other things. That's all they're supposed to do, and they're not doing the things they're supposed to do.
And doing everything that they are not supposed to do, like stopping American citizens within the interior of the United States and hassling them.
and then saying that it's for the war on terror when doing nothing to secure borders and foreign nationals invade, burglarize, and break into the country, and God knows what intentions they have from A through Z, and they're doing nothing to address that. Yet they'll hassle you. They'll hassle you on a toll roll. They'll hassle you on a checkpoint. This hasn't got to stop. We have to stop this. This isn't going to stop by some process of osmosis. This is only going to stop when American people act like people. And until they start acting like people, we're going to be degenerated down to the level of a slug. What is going on in this country? What is the matter with the people of this country?
Look, the illegals are going to be exempt from the national ID card. The news will tell you otherwise, but that's the fact. You've heard Ron Paul. We've read the bill. And then meanwhile, the borders, north and south, are wide open.
Correct.
I mean, imagine over 10,000 people in tent cities right across the border. They're in Cochise County. The Minutemen leave. They've been called evil by the president for sitting there in lawn chairs. They leave, and then thousands pour across in a tsunami, and the Border Patrol is told, stand down.
And Alex, the head of the Minutemen couldn't get into a meeting in Texas where Chertoff appeared, yet representatives of the race, La Raza, were in that meeting. Yet he was barred from going in. You know that?
Yeah, we've got folks from the Minutemen coming on as well later in the transmission.
One of their heads, as a matter of fact, I forget his name, he has a newspaper now.
Anything else, Ron, you want to hold over?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, another call's coming up too. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Aaron Zellman, JPFO, Jews Preservation Firearms Ownership, coming on. Congressman J.D. Hayworth. We got Mr. Deacon coming on from the Minutemen and others. Talk about this stand down. Aaron Zellman will be joining us to talk about our new mega ID card, database, slave grid card. And we got a bunch of callers, Regina and Bob and Davey and many others that I will get to early. In fact, we'll go to you right now after the break. We'll just hold Zellman over until 8 minutes after. Go ahead, Ron, and finish up what you were saying. Ron in New York, you there, Bubba?
Yes, I am now, yes.
Go ahead.
We have a situation where an American citizen who was head of a group doing his patriotic duty was deprived access to a town hall type meeting where Homeland Security Chief Chertoff was at, yet you had members of the race, La Raza. That's what it means, folks, the race. Any group with a name like that is a hate group. They were permitted into that meeting. They were permitted into that town hall meeting, and he was excluded. This is amazing. We've reached a point where I'm beginning to wonder if we are, well, I'm not even wondering about it anymore. Let me rephrase that. We've reached the point where I feel that we may have Quisling elements in our own government, in this government. Okay, because if this is how they're going to conduct themselves, I would not.
Well, I mean, it just shows what a fraud the war on terror is. Telling the Border Patrol to stand down. Look, the government wants total amnesty. And people think there's national ID cards for the illegals? It's a joke.
As mentioned in today's New York Sun paper, have you seen the McCain-Kennedy immigration bill? Do you realize that any illegal immigrant, all they have to do now, according to this bill, or should this bill become law, is pay a $2,000 and some back taxes, and they would be permitted to become citizens, plus the bill encourages...
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that,
immigration.
Because we got Hayworth, who's out there supposedly fighting the illegals coming on, and I was aware of that.
Yes, and the bill...
I'll tell you what, Ron, I want to do this. If you'll hold for 30 minutes, and we'll see if he shows up. He's visiting sick family on a cell phone. Or maybe we should give you the back number, and you should bring that question up for J.D. Hayworth when he's on.
The bill, also the bill encourages what they refer to as chain immigration.
Yeah, it allows them to bring their family in.
Right.
Well, it's like Bush's amnesty plan. Everybody here who is already legal, they can bring people here. Thanks for the call. Ron, you want the back number?
Okay, hold on a second. Sure, yes.
Or just, you know what, just keep him on hold. Just stay there if you want. Or if not, talk to him, Scott, and if he wants... the backup number to call back, you can do that, because it'd be good to have Ron ask the question. I've got the article here on the stack, but it'll be good to have Ron ask it. All right. We'll come back out of break. Go Regina, Bob, Davey, as quickly as we can. Actually, Davey's first up. We'll go to Regina and Bob. Just real briefly here in the last minute of this hour, if you want to fight these criminals, if you want to expose how they're a bunch of murdering terrorists, you need to get martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. And the film is 3 hours long, a miniseries on DVD, over 2.5 hours on VHS. It's my best work. Covers the police state, what really happened on 9/11, and then who the globalists are, the Bush, Nazi, Schwarzenegger, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Luciferian connection. It's incredible. You can watch about half the film for free at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got it broken up into 5 big clips, some of the key subsections. But you really need to get the original, get the whole thing. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it all online right now, all my other films as well, and a bunch of e-books and other films. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get hard copies via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Order hard copies, VHS and DVD, of all the materials at Infowars.com. Or you can simply call toll-free. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now is the time to get these videos. 888-253-3139. The transmission will continue into the second hour as we wage war on corruption, as we crash through the lies and disinformation. The battle for the Republic continues on the other side.